This is a replay of the Wednesday night, August 27th WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. 3 hours to spend together tonight, and if it's on your mind, I'll just make sure it's on mine. And it's a tough night for me all the way around. And in fact, a lot of people in my life asking, are you going to do this show tonight? I said, yeah, actually I am. I am, because I can hear Carol Ford in my head saying, you're not getting out of it this easy. Sadly, and I put something on Raleigh.net, so if you read it, you're aware. But sadly, Carol Ford passed away this morning at 8 a.m. And I won't say that it was expected, but I will say that it was not unexpected. Let's just leave it at that. And of course, Carol's in a better place, but I'm selfish that way. I'm just having my own pity party because of the void she's left. And you know, as I say, I wrote about her, and we can talk about her. And if you remember hearing her on the air, well, if you ever heard her on the air, you can't forget it. It's just that's the bottom line to that. And of course, she did the impossible. She made me sound like I knew what I was talking about. Like last night when it came up that it was dog day. Well, I didn't know it was dog day, right, because Carol didn't send me a dashboard with a list of what was going on. And so she won't be doing that in the future either, obviously. But I have a feeling she'll be checking in spirit anyway. But yeah, my heart's kind of broken about that, because she was my closest and longest friend, period. And so many people have died in the last few years. And of course, you know, we're getting to that certain age, although Carol was quite young. She was just turned 71, so she was young. But you know, we are getting up to that long a tooth stage, as I like to say, circling the drain. So it's not totally unexpected, but it's one after another. Now sadly, one of the people that Carol worked with at her first pro job at WoWo in Fort Wayne, that was Ron Gregory, and Ron died last week, and that was sad too. And I just heard that Gary Burbank is in hospice and not expected to be with us too much longer. His passing will be one of those blessings and for those of us left behind, deep voids. But he's been suffering from dementia for some time. Yeah, I was talking to a good buddy earlier and said, when Gary passes, you got to do his bits and you got to play some of his best. And we were just reminiscing what some of them were, and they were just so terrific. And I will, but as you know, this is moving week, so that must go on. So everything that is resembling a tape, and that's what all the Gary Burbank stuff was on, reel-to-reel and cassette, that's in a box somewhere. So it may have to wait a while before you hear the best of Gary Burbank, but ultimately you will, because his stuff was just priceless. All right, so rest in peace, Carol. who was a perfectionist both on the air and off the air. And I told her repeatedly, don't work so hard, because she was dedicated to doing show prep and getting me information and just having me on top of everything. And, you know, in my life, I don't strive for good. I strive for good enough. Well, Carol didn't strive for good either. She strove for great, for absolute excellence, and wouldn't settle for anything less. So you will miss her, even if you never heard her on the air. But if you did hear her on the air, I know you'll miss her. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, Dennis is in Colorado. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, Raleigh, this has got to be one of the toughest shows you've done.
Yeah.
And not only that, it makes everything you have to do even harder, because you've been talking about the projects you've been involved in, and it's so much harder when you've suffered such a loss like this. I heard Carol. I was in New York a lot in the 80s and listened to Top 40. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to air checks of her.
Yeah.
Fabulous, fabulous voice.
Yeah.
I mean, the addiction that woman had was in personality. It was just terrific. And her music was right on.
Yeah,
right down your alley, I should say.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm going to play some bumpers tonight. I knew she loved, because what she never played on the air, she couldn't, given the venue she was in. When I played Waters of March for her by Elise Regina and Antonio Carlos Jobim, she just went nuts for that. You know, played it over and over for days. So we'll hear that and some stuff like that. But as I mentioned in the little blurb I put on my site, and it's 100% true. I heard her first week on WoWo, and I didn't realize it was her first week, and I'd never heard of her. And this was 1976, and I listened, and I was just absolutely stunned at how good this woman was. And the next day, I was having lunch with Johnny Randolph, who was a friend of mine who was program director for Wacky, and I said, I can't believe I missed this woman. She's just, and he said, well, no, you didn't miss her. She just started this week. I said, what? He said, well, yeah, it's her first professional job. And when he told me that, I said, that's it. I quit. I'm done. I can do this for the rest of my life, and I will never sound half that good. There's really no reason for me to continue. And that absolutely was the truth. And, of course, all the off-the-air antics are hilarious, because from time to time, like on Kiss in New York, they would pair her with people. And the things that she put up with were unbelievable. And there was one guy she had, I'll never forget it. They were doing a promo, and they were talking about, it was, I guess, a kind of a cocktail event and all that, what was going to be served. And this guy, he said, and they're having liver pate. And he just lost it. Liver pate? What's that? Well, obviously never heard of pate, but on and on the stories were, and John kind of chastised me because he said, you could have at least written about some of the antics you guys had at the conventions, because, the social event of the season was the NAB convention, and I didn't get her to the big one in the spring very often, but the radio convention in the fall, from, you know, like 1980 until pretty much they stopped doing them, it was an annual September event, half the time in New Orleans, where we never understood why you'd have something in New Orleans in September, but they did. And we would just have the best time. And there was a guy, Dave Popovich, was programming a station in Cleveland. And no matter when he saw us at these conventions, he said, what are you two queens up to? You know, because he knew it was something. And it was just a terrific time. So, I'll miss her.
Well, you know, it's these things come in threes. My grandmother used to say, and I think I wrote you a few days ago, yesterday, in fact, and told you that Dick Gregory had passed away.
Ron Gregory. Yeah, no, I knew about Ron. And so, yes, and, you know, I'm afraid the third will be Gary Burbank. But what I was saying to a friend earlier today is, you know, they come in threes. Gosh, I hope the third one is someone I want to go. So, because I got a list of people that I'd rather see departed. It's never them, but I think it probably will be Gary, and that will be sad as well.
I know. And I passed on to Victor the sad news. He just went on and on about Carol.
Oh, yeah.
When I talked to him about what a riot she was, and he was so anxious to get in touch with her.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm glad you're seeing some humor, and I know you're going to get a lot of love and condolences from other people that call your show that are in the industry that knew her.
Yeah, I had I don't ever use the you know social boards. It's just not my thing. But I had a friend put it on.
No, I mean on here.
No, I know. But I had a friend put it on radio discussions and also on the New York radio message board. And already, you know, people have been checking in, and there's quite a bit of outpouring, and that's wonderful. She deserves all of it and more.
You know, where was she living most recently?
New York. That's the thing.
Oh.
When she got to New York in 1984, we were talking because she loved San Francisco. She didn't really like working at KYA in particular, you know, King Broadcasting, but she loved San Francisco, and she lived in the South Bay. I remember she lived near Palo Alto, and she'd say, "That's Spanish for your friend is high." And so I think she was in San Bruno, town of bears. But anyhow, she always wanted...
Yeah, they have a lot of funny names.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. She wanted to go back, and so when she got the offer from KISS in New York, Barry Mayo hired her. You know, we were talking, and she said, "Well, I don't want to buy a home because I'm only going to be here a few years." Well, she was there the rest of her life. And, you know, in fact...
Well, no wonder what a hit she was. Listening to her air checks, it's impossible not to be.
Right.
When did she leave KYA?
End of 79. She was there in 78 and 79. So beginning of 1980, because she came to live with me in L.A. for a while. I had mentioned that I had been programming a radio station that should remain in obscurity in L.A., and if I hated her, I would have hired her for it because, you know, this was just terrible. But instead, I said, "Why don't you just bunk with me for a while and we'll pal around?" And she did. And we had had a wonderful time doing that for many months. By the time she came down to stay with me, I was doing mornings on K-Hits. I was, you know, Charlie Tuna's sidekick, and there were stories there, too, to say the least. But one of the things was that the station was still on 338 Southwestern Avenue in Los Angeles, which had originally, it was KGBS, but it had originally been a funeral home. And so, you know, Carol and I looked at each other and said, "Yeah." We brought in a Ouija board. And so in the middle of the night, we're there on the Ouija board and having a fine time. And, you know, who knows? I don't know they have any belief in this stuff. But the Ouija board, this guy got on it supposedly. You know, I don't know. Maybe you're just pushing the planchette around.
Yeah.
You don't know. But anyway,
sure.
he claimed he was a dead disc jockey. And he claimed he had news for us. He claimed that KHJ was going country. Now, at the time, KHJ was still decidedly top 40, although they were not doing well. So the next morning, while I'm talking to Tuna, he said, "Anything new?" I said, "Yeah, KHJ's going country." And so anyway, he starts telling people this, and he comes in to the station like a few days later and says, "Raleigh, where did you get that news? Because no one seems to know it." I said, "Oh, the Ouija board." Well, he practically turned a color. But here is the upshot of this. From the middle of nowhere, when Neil Rockoff was the general manager, he changed it to country. And, in fact, their slogan was, "We all grew up to be cowboys." Well, the bottom line is, no, most Angelenos did not grow up to be cowboys, and it didn't work.
No.
But I'll tell you, Carol and I were absolutely speechless when the announcement came out that they were going country. You know?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm sure you have a thousand stories like that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I want you to... Your assignment is to be in therapy tonight and tell that story.
Oh, I don't know about that, but we'll. I know what she wants to do is just have a good time on the radio, so that's what we're going to try to do.
And that's what she'd want you to do, of
course. All right. Well, thanks for checking in. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Raleigh.
All right.
Have a good night.
You too. Mm-hmm. So 888-876-5593. I'm thrilled to see that Eric isn't checking in from Rochester. And yes, he got out of California. He escaped. So we'll hear all about that and how he is doing. Cindy is in Chicago as well. But Bob is keeping me in line tonight at Master Control at WGN. And he takes no prisoners. And the bottom line is that I have to try to behave. So I will play... In fact, I mentioned Waters of March, which Carol just fell in love with, right after this on WGN Radio.
É pau, é pedra, é o fim do caminho. É o resto de toco, é um pouco sozinho. É um caco de vidro, é a vida, é o sol. É a noite, é a morte, é o laço, é o anzol. É peroba do campo,
é o nó da madeira.
Canga.
Matita Pereira
é madeira de vento.
Tá rimando.
mistério profundo.
É o queira ou não queira.
É o vento ventando. É o fim da ladeira. É a viga, é o vão, festa da comida.
É a chuva chovendo. É conversa ribeira das águas de março. É o fim da canseira.
É o pé, é o chão.
É a mastradeira.
Passarinho na mão.
Pedra de atiradeira.
É uma ave no céu.
É uma ave no chão.
É um regato, é uma fonte.
É um pedaço de pão.
É o fundo do poço, é o fim do caminho. No rosto o desgosto, é um pouco sozinho. É um estrepe,
é um prego.
É uma ponta,
é um ponto.
É um pingo,
pingando.
É uma conta,
é um conto.
É um peixe, é um gesto.
É uma prata brilhando.
É a luz da manhã.
É o tijolo chegando.
É a lenha, é o dia. É o fim da picada. É a garrafa de cana. Estilhaço na estrada.
É o projeto da casa. É o corpo na cama. É o carro enguiçado. É a lama, é a lama.
É um passo.
É uma ponte.
É um sapo.
É uma rã.
É um resto
de mato.
Na luz
da manhã.
São as águas de março fechando o verão.
É a promessa de vida no teu coração.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. There it is, Waters of March. And that's Elise Regina, who's no longer with us either, sadly, decades now, was a drug overdose. And Antonio Carlos Jobim with Waters of March, Aguas de Marco. And yeah, first time I played that for Carol, she was like over the moon. She said, that is like the best. And she had me get her a tape. And I think she listened to it over and over, which is what we did with our favorite records. And there was another Brazilian artist I introduced her to that never got any real stateside recognition, a duo, actually, Taquino and Vinicius. So I'll play you some of that next as well. So let's start with Eric, and then we'll find out what's going on in the world at large with the news, and then we'll come back to Eric. So Eric in Rochester, glad you escaped California. Welcome back.
Hi, Raleigh. I'm so sorry about your loss.
I was wondering,
now, with Carol, when I requested that song by J.D. McPherson a year or two ago, she had, I don't know if it was her or you, you had played Holly, Carol, Candy, and Joy.
Yes.
Was that Carol that did
No. I just picked that because that was one of my favorites by him.
Got it. Yep. Well, it's such a sad day.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And but I'm glad to be in Rochester, Minnesota. What a difference from Joshua Tree, California.
Thank God. I am so glad. And I want to hear every bit about this, so don't go away. Stay where you are. And we'll pick it up there. We'll find out about Eric and his mom and everybody else in Rochester. So, yeah, nice to go home. Nice to have a home to go to. All right, so then we'll talk to Cindy, and maybe we'll hear from Jim tonight. It's Wednesday, so maybe he made the trip to the ophthalmologist, the retina specialist. We'll find out coming up on WGN Radio.
Essa menina, como é que você já fica toda feminina? Como é que você olha pra mim com essa falta de respeito? Olhe que isso assim não está direito, essa menina. Como é que você novinha assim, toda empina? Como é que você, quando me vê, sai requebrando desse jeito? Tudo nesta vida tem a sua hora, viu? Pois você me diga agora onde é que já se viu querer ser colhida assim tão fora de estação. Essa menina sua vai-se embora, tenha compaixão. Eu já nem sei mais o que fazer com essa menina, sem desmerecer sua beleza tão divina. E ela vai ver, então vai ser tal como manda a natureza.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and Tocchino and Vinicius. And as I was saying, Carol loved it. And, you know, off the air, of course, I adore R&B oldies. There's no doubt about that. But off the air, I have almost an equal fetish for Brazilian oldies, most of which I don't play on the air, obviously. But and people who know me usually put up with them, is what it is. But no, Carol actually got into it, and there were some she just loved, and that was one of them. So next we'll play. We agreed totally on the best thing the Four Tops ever did, so we'll be playing that coming up. But before I get back to Eric, and don't go away, Eric, apologies for my rudeness, and I do want to talk to you, but I see that Bob Kay has called, and wow, going back to WoWo, Carol's first job there was Bob. So Bob, thanks for calling.
Oh my gosh, Raleigh, I just... my heart just broke when I heard you say that. And my love goes out to you, and I just can't believe it. It's just, she was so vibrant and so much a part of the radio station. I mean, like you said, everything she did was perfection. And one of my favorite parts of going to the NAB every year,
right,
in the fall, was running into you and her together.
Yeah.
And whenever I would see you across the hall or at a session or something like that, I would start running as fast as I could to Carol to give her a hug.
Absolutely.
Because she had this little nickname for me. She referred to me as her Disco PD. I don't remember where that came from.
It was the era. It was just the mid-70s. It was perfect.
Yeah. Right, but why I was the Disco PD?
You were. You absolutely were. I don't know. But, yeah, and sadly, you know, this is on the heels of losing Ron Gregory.
Oh, and I didn't know that either.
Last week.
Both of those are just,
heart stoppers.
Terrible blows.
Yeah.
I mean, they were both such great radio talents and inspired so many people through their work. I mean, and of course, Carol was, she was a trendsetter. I mean, she was one of the first successful female DJs, you know, that you know, really climbed to the top.
And, well, right. It was in that era when it was sort of mandated that you hire women. You know, here was the FCC and all this. And, you know, as I said in a little blurb I wrote, I said, you know, some of them were an embarrassment to their gender. Most of them were just forgettable. And you know, to give them their due, these were basically women who had almost no experience in this and probably had no business doing this. And here was Carol, who was just as good as anyone ever was, either gender, on the radio. Just tremendous.
Bubbly.
Yeah.
Full of energy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she was just delightful to listen to. And so was Ron. I mean, they were just perfect for the time. And
well, you know, everybody. You know, I mean, let's face it, the world famous fire escape will never be the same.
No. I don't think there is such a thing anymore. I have a piece of it here.
Oh, do you
in
really?
In my office. I'm sorry?
I said, do you really? That's nice.
Well, when we moved to from the Gaskins building, the promotion manager at the time named Eric Stenberg.
Sure.
But bought, he took pieces of it and had it put in Lucite. And so each of us who worked at the station got a piece of the world famous fire escape.
Oh, wow. Carol never had a piece.
She didn't?
No.
She was there. She was there when...
No, because,
she got there after they moved. That's right.
No, yeah, absolutely.
I don't know how I was lucky enough to go. You know, I was there because I actually helped carry, you know, records.
Well,
it was only a block away from the old building.
Right.
And so I helped carry, you know, chairs, microphones, whatever I could get my hands on. Some of it I kept. Don't tell anyone that.
Well, right. Well, there was that that room on the top floor with all sorts of archives, too. And I think that was in the building they moved to. But that was an interesting little room.
But I'll never forget Carol coming into my office sometimes in the morning after she'd get off the air. And she would have that little pouty look about on her face and put her arms on her hips and look at me, you know, like, what are you going to do about this?
Yeah.
It was so cute. I mean, it was so adorable. You couldn't help but love her.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, you know, the only people who ever worked with her who didn't like her were people who just didn't care about excellence. because by golly, she might have been all fun on the radio, but she was all business off it. It was going to be perfection to the best of her ability or else. And I remember once at KISS, I was visiting her, and one of the salesperson wanted to go into the control room, you know, with Carol. That was not going to happen. And I remember Barry Mayo said, go on, just go ahead. Just go on in there. Because he knew damn well she'd throw him out. And that's precisely it.
Well, just little things like going, you know, we became friends when I was at WoWo. And, of course, unfortunately, yeah. I lost touch with her. You luckily got to know her much better than I ever did.
Yeah.
But, you know, going shopping with her was an interesting treat.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
She was a professional shopper, and she had certain opinions about how salespeople treated people of color.
I know. Tony and I laughed about that quite a bit, actually. So, yes, I know. Carol was a perfectionist in every area of her life, and don't do her wrong. She will let you know it.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. So, anyway, I was about to fall asleep, and then I heard you say that, and I just, like, I couldn't call in and give you my sympathies and, send you my love and condolences. It's such sad news.
It is. But, you know, it sounds trite to say she's in a better place, but the last few months have not been easy for her, and I selfishly am having my own little pity party, but I'm convinced that she's having the time of her life. Look at who else is over there. Absolutely.
Maybe Ron Gregory's with her.
Well, right. And I know that Jack Armstrong is. So, yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for calling,
anyway,
Bob.
Wonderful memories. Luckily, I have a lot of air checks of Carol and Ron, too.
Yes, I do, too. In fact, I have a ton of reel-to-reels. So,
me too.
Yeah. Oh, sure, because the WoWo stuff.
I've been converting them.
Yeah. Oh, have you?
I've been converting them. I only have WoWo stuff, and I've been digitizing a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have anything after WoWo.
Yeah, well, when I finally get unpacked, you know, we moved out of one location into putting it into three others, so it'll take forever. But I've got all the KYA stuff too, so I'll get you that.
Oh, great!
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I lost track of her after that, but
yeah.
Wow, what a fun to see her whenever I bumped into you two guys.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I know, that's what John said. He said, why don't you write about the conventions? I said, well, there are so many things I could write about, but I'm glad we're talking about it.
And last time I saw you was in Las Vegas at the Spring NAB with Randy Thomas, I think.
Randy, and I was visiting Shotgun Tom on his little radio show from the floor.
Ooh, shots.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Another nice person.
Well, right, and I had a ton of real good engineering friends, and that's another thing, as I was saying to John, you know, now 100% of them are gone. You know, so many.
Mm.
Everybody from Jim Lupus to, you name it, so many that just made the Spring NAB special. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I'm glad you called.
I'm about to turn 82, so I feel blessed that I've been able to.
A young 82. Congratulations. Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm still active. In fact, tonight I was DJing at a local farmer's market here in the Boston area. And Friday, Saturday night, I'm doing a sound for a Blondie tribute band down in Narragansett Beach.
Oh, wow.
Rhode Island.
Okay.
So I'm still pretty active, and I try to act like a 14-year-old whenever I can.
Absolutely. No, keep it up. Don't stop for a minute. That's
well,
wonderful.
Well, you too. Love listening to your show. It's a joy to hear you, and wow. Keep it going as long as you feel want to do it.
Well, thank you so much, and stay in better touch. We need to, those of us still left need to get together more often.
Please, let's do.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, all my love. All right,
likewise. Yeah, oh yeah, Bob Kay was a big part of Carol's life at WoWo. And the stories, indeed. So we will get back to Eric here in a moment, and my apologies for bursting in like that. Then we're going to talk to Gary in Austin about Carol and Sydney in Chicago. Credit card debt, oh my God. All right, yeah, well, a lot to talk about that, too. All right, so with that in mind, before we do anything else, since we love radio, and I know if you're still listening right now, you love radio, Let me talk about the CC Wi-Fi 3. It is a very good thing that they did not have Wi-Fi radio when we were growing up, and that's really true for Carol as well. Nobody would have left their bedroom. We would have just been glued to the fact that there were tens of thousands of stations from which to choose. But alas and alack, we only had DXing. Well, today, while you might complain that the good stuff isn't on the radio on most stations anymore, there's no shortage of ways to hear them, and Wi-Fi radio is about the best. Now, Bob Crane, who should be knighted for caring about reception, AM and FM, when he started developing radios in the 80s, makes reception a focal point of the Wi-Fi radio, too, in that this thing will connect to even the most sluggish wireless router or access point. It just will. And not only that, it's easy to use. It's intuitive. You probably don't even need to read the manual. But if you do, and if you're ever stuck, the beauty of it is they've got US-based 100% customer service 24/7, where they will walk you through it step by step. So never feel that you'll be lost with something like this. If you have a broadband connection, you need a Wi-Fi radio, and you need the CC Wi-Fi 3. Like I say, ease of use, better than any smartphone in the world, and all the radio stations from all over the United States. Sure, you could sit on your laptop and do that, but to have it as a radio. And the beauty of this, you don't sign up for an app. There's no microphone. There's no ads on the screen. No monthly fee. And it's got a full-size remote control, not to mention that superior reception and great sound. So go to ccradio.com, ccradio.com. Look at the CC Wi-Fi 3. And if you order it right now, you save $10. Doesn't happen often with the Sea Crane Company, but every now and then they have a special. So you save $10, you order the CC Wi-Fi 3. If you want to do it by phone or you got any questions, well, they'd love to talk to you. 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. The CC Wi-Fi 3, you tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN Radio.
But no one is big enough to go it alone. Just ask the lonely, they know the hurt and pain of losing a love you can never regain.
Just ask
the lonely, the young and foolish laugh at love, slowly run away, confident and sure that fate will bring another love their way.
I'm Raleigh James, and yes, Carol and I hands down agreed that Ask the Lonely was the best ever Four Tops record, 1965 on Motown, and a hit, not their biggest, but a hit. You know, one of the things we'd often talk about was the two Motowns, because obviously Berry Gordy was very bright, and he understood the need to have general market hits. That's right, all that crossover stuff that was going to appeal to white teenage America, period. That's where the money was. But there was another side that you didn't hear as often, not as promoted, where there was some just phenomenal soul stuff. And Ask the Lonely is one of those that really fit the bill on both sides of those aisles. But, you know, acts like La Brenda Benn and The Chaperone and all the things that you never heard on Top 40 radio. We just relish that stuff. But, yeah, as far as Ask the Lonely, that was a one. All right, so Eric in Rochester, welcome back, and sorry for the interruption.
Hey, Raleigh. I'm just giving you a call. Oh, wow. So the Four Tops, the Temptations, and the OJs I saw in 1988 at Riverfest in St. Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, it was just like, I had never seen a concert like that. It
and
was
you
outdoors.
Know, most of Ramsey County never had either. So, yeah, that's great.
Well, it's been flooded over now.
Yeah.
They don't have concerts there anymore.
Yeah. So now you got back to Rochester, which for any medical problems
yes.
is the best place in the world to be, just adjacent to Mayo
what
right there. Yeah.
Yeah. And what a blessing. The construction is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
and there's
growing.
Like Destination Medical Center, and there's all these billions, not millions, billions of dollars being invested into this city because of Mayo.
Yeah, of course.
And it's wonderful to be treated well.
Yes.
No matter what your income level or anything is,
yes.
as a medical patient, you are treated top notch.
Agreed. Yeah, I remember when you'd go there and the only thing in town was the Keller Hotel. And they had those
yeah.
they had those underground tunnels where you could get
yes.
to Mayo. And I remember so
yeah.
well because I was a kid with a skateboard. Need I say more?
You.
Yeah. So.
Wonderful. Well, you know, in 2019... when I had moved in 2020, actually, like 2019 or 2020, I had moved to Joshua Tree, and I flew out of here with Maxwell.
Right.
From the Keller Hotel, the shuttle picked us up and took us to the Minneapolis airport. Well, like at 4:30 in the morning, I had a weird plastic surgery thing that I had to get done, like a knob on my head.
Oh.
And Mayo did it.
Uh-huh.
Wonderful. Well, I saw, and I'm sitting there at, there's like, I remember the jewelry store's name. Was Lasker Jewelers? Maybe not. Some kind of jewelry store outside the Keller Hotel. Willie Nelson's sister in her 90s smoking a cigarette at 4:30 in the morning. And we were always taught, do not approach the celebrities or the dignitaries that come
right.
here.
Right. No, Lasker, by the way, Lasker was there. Now it's inside the Galleria. But Riddles was also there.
Oh, okay, that's the tea.
Yeah,
and stuff. So, and,
yeah.
but I mean, I really feel blessed to be home.
Oh yeah, that's
and,
peace of mind in so many ways, and it is still a really nice place when you look at what's going on in the Twin Cities now, particularly Hennepin County.
Oh,
you kinda,
look at the shooting!
Today alone. Oh my God! Yeah, that whole
and
thing.
George Floyd. I mean, Rochester
yeah, no.
is.
I know. Yeah,
exactly.
And, you know, so much better than places south like Austin and all that. I mean, if you're going to be in Minnesota, Rochester is absolutely the place to be. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. I want to talk more about this. I want to hear about your mom, too. So stay where you are. All right. And talking to Eric, who escaped Joshua Tree. Sadly, Maxwell didn't make it. And that was sad. But yeah, we'll see if he got another furry friend. Maybe. I don't know. Actually, that's one thing I don't know. So we'll find out about that, too. We'll talk to Gary. We'll talk to Cindy. We'll talk to Karen. And there's plenty of room for you two. And I haven't forgotten about this this Spanish thing. Yes, in Spain, the Tomatina Festival. Yeah. You know, we commemorate and celebrate all sorts of things. Well, in Spain, they commemorate and celebrate a food fight. Not making this up. Details coming up on WGN Radio.
The girl's got plenty good loving. Ask me how I know, and I'll tell you so. She used to be my girl. I respect her when she was mine. I used to neglect her. Oh, she wanted more than I could give. But as long as I live, so smart, you can't beat her cooking.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. And that was a spring of 1978. Yeah, Carol was still at WOWO. I was at WIBC in Indianapolis. And they were both pop adult stations at the time. So there were a lot of wimpy white records that neither of us really wanted to play. But occasionally something would come out where we'd say, yeah, that's actually okay. And Used to Be My Girl was definitely one of those. All right, so wrapping it up with Eric in Rochester. Didn't want to go before finding out. Now, have we a Maxwell Jr. in your life?
No, we don't have a Maxwell Jr.
Are you thinking about it?
We're thinking about it, and I loved your email when you said, like, maybe Maxwell's training my neck.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Raleigh, you don't realize how much you make a difference in people's lives all the time.
That's so nice of you.
But what I want to say about Linda, my mom,
yes,
with Mayo Clinic, is that when I got here, she looked like a shriveled shell of a 74-year-old woman.
Wow.
And which, yes, and that too. But she lives in Arizona in Apache Junction half the time and then here.
Uh-huh.
But when they did the ablation surgery, within 3 days, her color came back, her energy came back, she bought a horse.
That's wonderful.
I mean,
that's absolutely wonderful.
Wow. And you can't get that anywhere but Rochester, Minnesota. You can go to Phoenix.
It's not the same.
You can go to Mayo Clinic and Florida.
Yeah, Jacksonville.
In Jacksonville. Yeah. When you have that hometown feeling at Mayo Clinic, it's just an amazing thing.
Well, and it's also...
I'm not advertising.
No, believe me, I know. It's also possible to get an appointment. As your mother, I'm sure, found out in Apache Junction, try to get an appointment in Phoenix. You know, it's not easy to
come
by.
It's very hard.
Yeah, it's...
why they flew her home.
Right.
When she had that...
Exactly.
She had an aneurysm in her brain, and they flew her home to Rochester her husband died. You know, and we're from here.
Yeah, I'm so glad.
So, I mean, you know, and you guys can have the Mayo Clinic from all over the world, but the original Mayo Clinic is going to be your best.
That app agreed 1,000%. I'm so glad to hear she's doing well. Give her my best and keep me posted on whether a new Maxwell emerges.
Yes, and I have a song request of two song requests.
Okay.
But you won't play the one.
Well, let me hear them.
From a Buick Six by Bob Dylan. No.
Okay.
And then Johnny Ace, Pledging My Love.
Okay, be happy to do that. I'll do it. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Love you.
All right,
Sorry.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk about someone who died too young. And mysterious circumstances. Don't necessarily buy the Russian roulette story. There may be more to it than that. All right, but who remembers Johnny Ace? That's an issue, too. Well, I know that Gary does, and we'll talk to him in a moment. We'll talk to Karen and to Cindy and you two coming up on WGN Radio. Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Johnny Ace, that's Johnny Otis on vibraphone. He produced it. And actually, when Johnny Ace had the incident Christmas night in Houston in 1954, Don Robey hadn't yet released Pledging My Love. But right after that, supposedly Russian Roulette, and he did himself in. But again, man, Etta James had other versions, to say the least. But in any event, Don Robey rushed the record out after that. And talk about a giant. It was number one for 10 weeks. It got to number one in February of 55 and stayed there for 10 weeks on the R&B charts. It got about number 17 on the pop charts. But it was just huge. And if you look at the writer credits, of course, Don Robey's a co-writer. Yeah, right. And I'm Santa Claus. All right. So 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, Gary in Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, hey, Raleigh, I just wanted to give you my condolences for Carol.
Thank you.
I never got to hear her, but I had a very good friend who grew up listening to her at Kiss.
Uh-huh.
And he was, I guess, in junior high or high school then, and he would always talk to me about listening to her. And he crossed over a couple of years ago, so...
Oh.
I was thinking about him today because I heard a song that we both liked. And so it's kind of ironic, I guess, that you were talking about her.
Yeah.
He loved listening to her. And he, the only thing that he wouldn't listen to her if there was sports going on. But
And you know, Carol probably would have been right alongside him because we talked about that often. She easily could have been a sports talk host. This woman knew virtually everything about sports, and she just loved it. You know, and of course, I know zip about sports. Absolutely nothing. So, I remember I was the person at WLW. I got Charlie Murdoch had me get this little pendant from the Bengals, and Paul Brown gave it to me. And I said, oh, thank you. What sport does your team play? Oh, God. I didn't know. And I remember Murdoch kind of looked at me and said, Raleigh, how many have helmets? Well, actually, more than one, but yeah. Yeah, right. Carol loved that when that happened too. She just adored it. But she could have done that, absolutely. But yeah, it's interesting. I'll tell you who else she influenced tremendously was Wendy Williams, who grew up listening to her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And now there is another Carol Ford. In fact, Carol didn't even know it, but I said, there is a midday jock in Orlando who is Carol Ford. And Carol never heard of her, no relation, no nothing, but she's doing pretty well in Orlando from what I can tell. I've never heard her on the air, but God love her.
Yeah. But just kind of got to me when you were talking about it because I thought about this guy earlier today and how he used to talk about her a lot. And, you know, he loved talking radio and he was in his 40s. When he died, so
young, too young.
So I just wanted to pass those condolences on. I'm going to try to see if I can find some air checks of her because I never heard her. So,
oh yeah, no, you can look for the Whoa stuff. That's some of my favorite, but she's got a ton of stuff on there. I think there's KYA stuff too, and of course DMT. And DMT was a real trip because it was outside Cleveland. It was real rural at the time. The Beasleys owned it, and I remember one day she was so upset because she was doing morning drive, and in the middle of the show, a cow poked its head through the control room window. And she was like, it's come to this. Yeah, it has. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember the time that that she found out that other jocks went to the bank and their paychecks bounced. I said, all right, you want to make sure yours never bounces? And she said, can I do that? I said, oh, yeah. Yeah, quietly go into the general manager's office and explain that that is theft and you're filing with the attorney general if it ever happens to you. It never did.
Yeah, no, good.
You know, I said, be very quiet, but just let them know that you won't accept. Well, we'll make it up to you for an answer. You'll just sue them. You'll just report them. So yeah, they never did. They never played with their checks at all. So yeah,
oh, beautiful. That's
exactly.
Great.
Yeah.
It sounds like she was really a good, interesting person to know. And I remember when you had her on the Friday show years ago.
Oh yeah.
When I think she was visiting you, and we were talking about that.
Right,
and
exactly.
How enjoyable that was to hear.
And there was another, you know, sadly, the last time she visited me, we were going to do that, and something happened technically that we couldn't. And I really regret that, because the last time she was out here was like 2018. And, or, yeah, I think 2018. So, yeah, that would have been fun. But yeah, she'll live in infamy online for decades to come.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was all I had. I just wanted to mention that.
I'm glad you called. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, bye. All right, so 888-876-5593. So I say, seems like the season for passings. Karen in Madison, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
I'm just so sorry for your loss.
Well, thank you.
I didn't know her, but do you know Ken Meyer?
Muck!
Huh?
Muck.
Muck, yes.
Muck. Yeah,
well, we just lost him this week.
Yeah.
You know that?
I did read that, and he was pretty amazing. He was one of those, and he was, you know, he proved what other general managers said could never be done. He was totally blind, and he could run a board better than anybody else. And he was Glick's producer, and so Glick had a lot of fun with him, calling him Muck and all that kind of stuff. But
Larry Glick,
right? Larry Glick in the Sun, and that was and Larry was with you know, BZ many times, well, many years over the years. But this was the mid-70s when Muck was there, and he was just terrific. But what he was more than anything was a radio guy. He loved radio. And
he sure did.
Yeah.
He hated being called Muck.
Well, but he
put up with it.
Well, he shouldn't have let Larry know that, because, of course, that's all it took. So,
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news when we have more losses than we could take.
It is,
but
it is sad.
I did want to just let you know that I feel very bad for your loss. And didn't know.
Yeah, and he was fortunately that he was surrounded by friends and family and extended family and his dogs and Zimby and all that. So he'll be buried in Rochester by his parents in New York.
Oh,
but I know
really?
there was an online memorial I saw. I think it was on Forever Mist. That talked all about it, and so the memorial services will be next Wednesday, September 3rd, from 5 to 8.
Oh, okay.
And but for most of us, we won't be there, but we'll be there in spirit.
Well, we sure will.
Yeah.
And well, you keep going, Raleigh, as long as you can.
I'll try. Thanks, appreciate it.
Okay. Well.
All right. Good deal. Thanks for calling. I hope so.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye. Yeah, it was sad. He was a graduate of the New York State School for the Blind. And again, he proved that you didn't need to see to be truly a radio professional in every way. And so he just loved being on the air and loved working in radio, even off the air. And you could just tell it. So rest in peace. I was going to say Muck, but if he really didn't like it, we'll say Kenneth John Meyer. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Cindy in Chicago, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yes, Raleigh, I'm sorry for your loss.
Thanks.
Did her ghost appear to you?
No, but I will say she died at what would have been about 5:15 in the morning my time, and I did wake up at 5:15. I'd only been to sleep about half an hour, but I woke up at 5:15, you know, and then, you know, went back to sleep. So maybe, but I don't think so. I haven't felt her presence yet.
Well, whenever anyone passes away, I see their ghost, and I saw Chuck's ghost for about a year. And sometimes when I sit on the swing in the condo yard, I still see his ghost, but it's not as much.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. You probably don't wake up early on WGN. They have the Lutheran Hour, Missouri Synod with Pastor Ziegler.
Right.
And every time I listen, I hopefully wake up early on Sunday. And every time I listen at 6:30, he just makes me cry. He said, we live by faith and not by sight. And everyone has their doubts, but, you know, there's, you know, and I know my feral cat that, you know, I got when I was in fifth grade. We found her in the yard and fixed her up. You know, I know she'll be waiting for me in heaven, and she raised me. She was
all right.
Yeah.
I don't doubt it.
My feral cat had three litters of kittens. She just, I don't know, she just raised me. I'm like a cat. But then anyhow, as far as credit card debt, God is asking me to sell some of my broken gold that I keep having to have fixed.
Wait a minute, did you say God is asking you to do this?
Yeah, just,
all right, hang on. Don't go away. I got the news, but I want a little more information on this conversation. Stay right where you are. We'll pick it up right there after the news on WGN Radio.
It was well understood, but 3,000 miles and for everyone's good, a man stood singing his song, dancing around all the tombstones. He said that a man, if he's living, would rather be dead. And he opened the eyes to the typewriter's lead, and he said, now it won't be too long. There was a lights out television show, there was a Amos and Andy on the radio, and a man on a hill running round, don't you know, saying everybody here got to go. There was a lights out
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and Carol and I would always laugh about the Wimpy White records when we were doing Pop It Out. But both of us liked Like a Sunday in Salem. Yeah, that was Gene Cotton from the Save the Dancer album. He recorded it in 77, and they released it in January of 78. And I'm sure it probably didn't do anything, but which was kind of the commonality of the stuff we liked in general. But yeah, remember it fondly. All right, so now Cindy is hearing from God. You know, many of us talk to God, but few of us get answers directly. So what did God tell you?
Well, it wasn't like he told me. It's just he's like, I'm very spiritual. I was the only girl in that whole history of Ridgewood High School that was reading the Bible every day like a good Baptist should. And I'm so spiritual, Raleigh. And
that's nice, explain to me how you got this word of knowledge.
I just know that God is telling me it's okay for me to sell some of my jewelry now.
All right, very good. All right.
Did he tell you
what pieces?
Yeah, just the broken crap.
Oh, okay. All right. So you'll just get melt value from a pawn shop or something?
From my jeweler, Deval Jeweler, yeah.
Okay, all right.
And then I'm going there tomorrow. I have a 14-karat gold, I don't know what it's called. Like, it's not really a Figaro. It's, like, different than a Figaro gold necklace. And it's always breaking, and I'm always having to get it fixed.
Okay.
And I'm just going to sell it. I have two other ones that I got real cheap.
Okay.
You know, I'm here. You know, I get this, and then I could probably sell this 2-carat diamond ring for thousands. I got it for $300. It's 14-carat gold. I don't know why Walmart was selling it for under $300. I think it's a size 5, and they couldn't sell it. I don't know why they didn't just size it.
Now, we're not talking about a lab-grown diamond, or are we?
Yeah, it is. All it's right. worth, like, I mean, the same thing. It tested for real. The same thing lab-grown at Macy's is $4,500. Same thing.
Well, I'd say if you want to sell it, that's fine.
But then, anyhow, I got about $200 for my bangle.
Okay.
And I paid off the the split unit window air conditioner heater that I got, and I'm just gonna pay off the rest of it with this gold.
Okay.
You know, I don't know, but that's it. And my day trading's been a little slow at the time of when all that turmoil with the tariffs. I made a lot of money and paid off a lot of bills.
Good.
And now it's just kind of slow. I guess last week I made about $50. I mean, that's $50 I didn't have. I mean, I'm on a fixed income.
Right. And you didn't lose money, so that's something.
No, and I hardly ever lose money.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. And the way you remember Bob Brinker, don't you?
Oh, of course. Money Talk. Yes, absolutely.
Well, I learned the day trading from listening to him. I listened to him for about 30 years with my mother.
Okay.
We would listen every week for 30 years, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, and then one time, you know, and I remember when, you know who Steve Ruxton is?
Yeah.
Yeah, one time I called him up. He was on the, I used to watch the HMO.
Okay.
When I was a temporary consultant accountant for account temp. And on my day off, I'd watch the HMO all day and watch Steve Ruxton, and I don't know what the girl's name was.
Right.
But I was so glad, you know, that went off the air, which was so sad, but I guess he's with you. He's a class act.
Yeah, well, he's on, he's on Facebook, so you could check him out there.
I know, but I'm just saying, I mean, I'm not after him or anything, but he's just like the marrying type, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, geez, okay. Well, all right.
I know he's married and everything, but I think he's a, just think he's a prince.
Very nice. All right. Well, very, very good.
Okay. Oh, and I have a pretty good request.
I'll be the judge of that. What is it?
Okay, it's a beloved song. I don't know if it came out in the early 70s. That song, Juan Palomino.
A one ton tomato, Guantanamera by the Sandpipers.
Yeah,
Vipers.
I never could.
Really? All right. Well, I wouldn't call it beloved, but I like the version of Wave better than that. But all right, one ton tomato it is. All right, thanks.
Appreciate it. Right,
yes, indeed. Yes, Guantanamera. For me, it's Guantanamera. Or not. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Still like Wave better by them. Of course, I like Wave by anybody. It's absolutely hard to ruin that song. Sadly, Bob Brinker left the planet last year, almost a year ago to date. I think it was like August 18th or something, so fairly close. But from 86 to 2018, you heard him nationally on Money Talk. But originally, he had worked at my alma mater, WWDB, in Philly, and was a LaSalle graduate. So we will pick it up with James and Linda, and there's room for you two right here on WGN Radio.
La palma, yo soy un hombre sincero. De donde crece la palma, antes de morir me quiero echarme zarzos del alma.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. I think that's all I can take. Guantanamera is the unofficial Cuban national anthem. I'm not making this up. It is a Cuban song. By the way, the three singers in the Sandpipers, none of which are Spanish, let alone Cuban, Mike, Jim, and Richard, were anything but Hispanic, but they were sort of like an easy listening trio, and they did come Saturday morning, but Guantanamera, probably their biggest hit. So the deal is Guantanamera means the woman from Guantanamo. And it's a famous song, and partly because there's verses by José Martí. Not making that up, and that's the deal. But as I say, they were quite the easy listening trio. Now the one that I actually liked, because I don't think there's a bad version of it, was their version of Wave.
The fundamental loneliness goes whenever two can dream a dream together. You can't deny, don't try to fight the rising sea. Don't fight the moon, the stars above, and don't fight me. The fundamental loneliness goes whenever two can dream a dream together.
All right, so like I say, you can't kill that. But when I was looking for a Guantanamera and gritting my teeth, hoping I didn't have it, but I did, I came across a number of things by the Sandpiper. And I'm pleased to say there are some I've never heard. But, yeah, obviously come Saturday morning, Guantanamera, we know well and all that. But they did a version of Louie Louie. All right, so I got to hear some of this before we move on. This is just, I think it's going to be too bad to be true. Oh, maybe I don't even have it. No, I'm afraid I do. Oh, well, that's right. I'm afraid we're not getting away that easy. Actually, it's not so far-fetched that it has Spanish lyrics, because Richard Berry, who wrote Louie Louie, and didn't get the royalties for decades, it's a long story, but before he died, he did. And, of course, the Kingsmen redid it badly, and it became a sensation because everybody thought they were using four-letter words, and they were, but it was words like boat and ship and things like that. Now, Richard Berry admitted that he actually ripped off the riff in Louie Louie directly from René Touzet. Yeah, it was in El Loco Cha-Cha.
Thank you.
the deal. And yes, that predates Louie Louie. And as I say, Richard Berry admitted he heard it when Renee Rosette was appearing in Orange County and just ripped it off. And what a sensation it became, largely because the Kingsmen could not sing. Linda is in Ridgeton Park. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, I am so sorry to hear about your friend. You have my total condolences.
Thank you.
And I know I've lost some close friends, too, and it really, really hurts.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking in terms of, you know, she's in a better place now.
Yes.
And you're just going to have to, as time passes, you'll get yeah. to feeling much better. And I have three songs I want you to play in reference to your friends.
Oh,
and
yeah?
You.
Yep. Okay,
and one is by Andre Bocelli. He's singing My Prayer with Celine Dion. Celine?
Well, we'll
it's
see about
My
that.
Prayer.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Give me the other ones.
You don't like Andre Bocelli?
No, I don't like that stuff at all. And Celine Dion, forget about it. Yeah.
Oh, well, if you hear that, it's pretty. And the next song I want you to play is It's So Hard to Say Goodbye. By Boyz II Men.
Right, I have played that before, and I'll play that again, sure.
Oh, and the last one is Reach Out by The Four Tops.
Okay.
But you always got, you got John to hold your hand through anything that you might need to feel better. So
all
those
right.
are the three songs
I'll
that
take
I
it,
thought
Linda.
Would be nice.
All right, thanks, Linda.
All right.
Appreciate the call.
All right.
Okay.
All right, God bless you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Yeah, absolutely. And, well, two out of three ain't bad. Yeah, I think it'd be a while before we get to that Andre Bocelli and Celine Dion, but that's all right. James on the South Side, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Okay, thank you for taking my call. My condolences on your loss of your friend.
Yeah.
I was going to say that you could say that she autographed her work with excellence.
Yeah, absolutely true.
And also, I mean, yeah, she's in a better place. Yeah, yeah. She's no longer suffering.
Right, and I agree wholeheartedly. This veil of tears on earth is not easy to navigate, even in the best situation. So, yes, I agree. But, you know, that doesn't stop me from having a pity party because I'm the one left.
Yeah. You know, that does, yeah, because it's, yeah, it is, as they say, it's hard for those who are left.
Right,
basically.
Exactly. So what are your requests?
Okay. My first request is Sweet Dreams, Patsy Cline.
Of course. Good choice.
Okay. My second choice, is Glenn Campbell, Wichita Lineman.
Oh, okay.
And my third request is also Glenn Campbell, Adios.
Oh, really? Okay. You betcha. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
I agree with the previous caller's choices. I would have taken those last two, definitely.
Okay,
but
thanks.
Since you got them, I said, that's great.
All right, good deal. Well, that's we'll talk to you soon, and I'll get them on. Thanks,
oh,
appreciate
and
it.
Oh, and I will send you a card.
Okay. Oh, that just the thought is enough, James, really. Thank you. I appreciate
okay, you don't
it.
Need a card?
No, I don't. But just knowing you're thinking about me is more than I need. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Appreciate it. All right. And I blew it. I thought it was 57:30, but it was 56:30. So we're in the news. And Bob, of course, did the absolute right thing, especially at the wee bitching hour of midnight. So we'll pick it up right after the news right here on WGN Radio.
About you. sweet dreams about you.
Raleigh James, 1963 on Decca. There's James' request, Sweet Dreams, Patsy Cline. All right, now here is the deal. Naoto last night told me all about the four pillars of destiny. So, okay, Naoto, I tried myself. Finally, I came up with a calculator online. And I put in all I put in all my information, and it came up. Mm-hmm. I was expecting that it would come up with heavenly stems and earthly branches for hour, day, month, and year. But it came up with more than that. Like under hour, it says wood, ye, and has a little minus sign. Then snake, C. Then a little plus sign for fire, bing. A plus C for earth, woo. And a plus sign for metal, jer. So that's five of them. So which is my heavenly stem and which is my earthly branch? Now, I do know, at least on the eight lucky pillars, that does give me my heavenly stem and earthly branches. And it says at what age your luck period starts. So I guess at this point I've run out of luck periods. But because they don't have anything past 76.97. All right, so for that it was wood, Gia, and dragon, Chi. So I don't understand what this calculator's telling me.
Mm-hmm. You mean like, day?
For day, I have minus fire ding, then I have goat wee, minus earth g, minus fire ding, and minus wood ye. Those are the five things under day, but I'm only supposed to have two.
Mm-hmm. I would say like this would be pretty hard to explain in English. So, you know.
I'll bet it is. It's got to be. I'll tell you what, it's hard to read in English, too. I'll tell you what. Believe me, I spent hours on this, I want you to know. And and that's all right. And I love the way they say, how unique are you? Are you 1 in 500 or 1 in 13 million? It's like, how the hell am I ever going to know? And so then they have Destiny Bazi Astrology, and they have Zi Wei Du Shu Astrology. And I think I'm going to have to like consult a professional to find out anymore because I don't get it.
Yeah. Can I ask you something? Yeah. Like, I want to know, like, do you know, like, numbers of your, like, how should I say this? Like, sign or, like, you know, there are 1 to 6, you know, like, 1 to 16.
Numbers, like, huh? There are no numbers I found associated with this.
Oh.
Not a number in the world. Yeah. So, should I search for numbers with the four pillars of destiny?
Yeah, you know, they're supposed to have some numbers, like, you know, number one is like, you know, wood and, how should I say this in English? Oh, man.
Yeah, believe me, I understand. I will say it does have some numbers at the approximate age when each luck period would start. So, mm-hmm. like around 7 years old, it was the minus metal Zin and the pig high. That's when I was seven. Mm-hmm. I don't remember seven very well. At 17, it was the metal juror and the dog Zhu. All right, don't remember that mm-hmm. either. Then at 26, it was earth G and rooster Yo. And at 37, it was earth Wu and monkey, whatever that is, Shu. At 47, fire Ding and goat Wee. At 57, fire Bing and horse Wu. At 67, wood Yi and snake Si. And at 77, wood, Gia, and dragon, Chi. I assume that it doesn't have 87 because it doesn't expect me to make it that long.
Yeah.
Well, that's not good luck at all.
You know, but I'm sorry to, you know, like, I cannot provide, like, you know, extensive, yeah. like, explanation.
No, that's
you know,
fine.
Based on your calculation.
Yeah, no, that's
yeah,
fine.
I'm very sorry.
You taught me something that I had no idea. I didn't even know this existed.
Yeah.
So I guess now I've got to find a professional.
Yeah, so, you know, but, you know, I think you are a pretty busy person, so it's okay if you cannot do this, but... you know, maybe like I can send you some email and you can respond to me with, you know, some kind of like, you know,
yeah.
maybe like hiding your bathia and, you know, just a sign, you know, image with, you know, like,
yeah.
just.
I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe if you can I think
I am beyond lost on this, but I bet you there's somebody, you know, like an astrologer who you can pay to interpret
yeah.
your chart, because I don't think I can do this without one.
Yeah, so, but really, I'm really thankful for you, you know.
Oh,
time.
Sure. Happy to try. Always happy to try.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Okay, I try to listen this on, like, a replay and,
yeah.
you know, try to understand your chat, I guess.
Okay, all right, maybe you'll get something out of it. I don't know. Good
yeah.
luck. Let me know if I told you anything. All right, thanks. Appreciate
yeah.
it. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
All right,
bye.
So, yeah, maybe I actually told him something. I don't know. I don't know. Wood, Gia, and Dragon Chi. Oh, good. I feel lucky. All right. Or not. 888-876-5593. But that's fascinating. A whole system of astrology I literally had never heard of. Never. And so I know there's a Chinese overtone in that and Japanese as well. But the four pillars of destiny and the eight luck pillars. All right. Well, somewhere there's somebody who can figure it out. And it's originally a Chinese astrological system. And normally we just think about, like, you know, year of the rabbit or something, or whatever animal they got. I don't know, dragons, snakes, you know, things. But apparently, oh, that's just the beginning, because you have your heavenly stem and your earthly branch. But I don't know which is my stem and which is my branch based on this, because I seem to have five things. I flowered is what's happened. I don't know. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Robert is in Stickney. How's it going, Robert?
Not too bad. You know, you were talking a little while back, that song Guantanamatic came up, but I didn't realize it was from Cuba. But it reminded me of the title of another tune that Herb Kent used to play. It didn't particularly sound like a Chuck Berry tune. It was called Havana Moon.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'll be happy to play that. I'll be happy to play that.
Yeah, yeah. And then another Terry Stafford song that I liked almost as much as Suspicion. It was a follow-up, I believe. It was called I'll Touch a Star.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I can do those.
Yeah. Oh, okay then, Raleigh.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. Appreciate it. So,
sure.
Yeah,
bye-bye now.
Absolutely. So those are fairly easy. I do believe we'll see. Well, anything's easier than the four pillars of destiny. Right. Okay. I guess I sprouted. I don't know. Laura in Willowbrook, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How's
it going? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's not bad, but I just hoped you didn't mind talking about what is going on with Pepsi and Mountain Dew. Oh, my gosh.
What is going on with them?
Well, Pepsi, which I didn't realize was related to Mountain Dew.
Oh, yeah.
They're getting rid of a whole bunch of the flavors.
Okay.
Now, my question is, I like just the classic, okay? And I think the Voltage Orange, I think they call it. But otherwise, they're getting rid of the caffeine-free, the Whiteout, the Mango Lime, the original Mountain Dew, the blueberry pomegranate, the major melon, sugar major melon, the spark, the zero sugar. Why does a company make so many versions? I would not, every time they come up with a new version, I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding.
Well,
I wouldn't try them all. I liked two when I was done.
Most of the reason is the shelf space wars. You know, the whole key of marketing is how much shelf space do you have in the grocery store and where is it? And so when they come up with a bunch of different lines, they usually wind up with a little more shelf space. But, you know, Mountain Dew, it's interesting. PepsiCo bought it. It was actually a couple of brothers in Knoxville in the 40s developed this as a lemon-lime whiskey mixer. And so, of course, since it was a mixer, they, of course, Mountain Dew from the slang for moonshine. So they got the trademark, and, you know, they kind of refined it. And Pepsi bought it in about 64. And then what they did was they came up with the idea of it being a hillbilly image, you know, the Yahoo, Mountain Dew. Because at that time, the Beverly Hillbillies and all the CBS country shows were on the air. And so initially, it was marketed that way. And then, and of course, by the way, I remember when it came out in the mid-60s, and the first time I tried it, I didn't like it or hate it. I really was kind of neutral. I'm not very big on lemon-lime beverages. But anyway, then I poured it into a glass, and that was my WTF moment. The thing was bright yellow. And I'm like, no, just absolutely not. And so that was the end of me. But they moved away from the hillbillies, as did CBS, and then they went into the action sports demographic in the 70s.
Oh, gosh.
It's all about marketing is what this is. And I think Diet Mountain Dew came out in the latter 80s, and probably Mountain Dew Red came out and went away around the same time. Then they had the cherry flavor. They called it Code Red. And they're always trying to expand the product line. And many, many companies do that. You know, Procter & Gamble was famous for it. You know, you had Ivory soap, you had Ivory shampoo, you know, that kind of thing. So these are line extensions. And so by the mid-90s, they went into the UK. That lasted about 2 years. And I mean, it was not a hit. So then they turned in 2010. They came back with Mountain Dew Energy. God knows what they put in that. And you know, in Ireland, it's like Mountain Dew Citrus Blast or something like that. But what's horrifying to me is that Mountain Dew and its derivatives, if you will, is the leading soft drink brand in several states. You know, this is horrifying to me. Now, overall, I think it you know, has under 10% as far as that goes. But its direct competitors, Coca-Cola has something called Mellow Yellow. And Dr. Pepper has something called Sun Drop. And so those are the direct competitors. I don't know if they're all still around. But yeah, Yahoo, Mountain Dew. I don't know, but I assume in terms of what goes away, if the stuff doesn't sell, it doesn't sell. But, you know, I'm big on reading labels. And when I have a word that looks like it's got 36 letters and I can't pronounce it, yeah, ethylene diaminotetrasetric acid. No, just no. And right there. And, you know, yellow dye number 5 has never really been appealing to me anyway. But yeah, you read some of this stuff. Brominated vegetable oil can't possibly be good. It's because they banned that stuff in Europe. I think in Japan. Brominated. It's an emulsifier. Yeah, that's what I want. I want an emulsified beverage. And so, yeah. Then of course, you know, you have the whole deal about high fructose corn syrup. So, PepsiCo came up with the idea of Mountain Dew Throwback, where they were actually putting sugar back in it. And but they would release it for like 8 weeks, and then it would go away. And so, I think they discontinued it around the time of COVID. And but yellow dye number 5, you know, that's tartrazine. It's known to lower the sperm count. Now, I don't think if they advertise that too many people, well, I don't know, maybe they'd use it as birth control. Maybe I shouldn't nix that out of hand. But then of course, you know, PepsiCo, when you're number 2, you'll try a lot of things. A couple of years ago, they partnered with Boston Beer to have alcohol infused drinks. Hard Mountain Dew, and that was Florida, Tennessee, of course. I think in Iowa, and it had some controversy because, and I loved this, by the way. That was this year. Yeah. This was last spring when an idiot teacher, a middle school teacher, it says right on it that it's hard and that it has alcohol in it. She gave 5 of the special education students Hard Mountain Dew as an end of school year treat. Yeah. And so there was an investigation, there was a police report, and all that that kind of stuff. So
God.
Then of course energy drinks, have to get into energy drinks. We got Mountain Dew Amp. Yeah, and I don't know. I think it's been discontinued and introduced a few times. Then there was, of course, you got to get Taco Bell in the mix since we're talking PepsiCo, and that gives us Mountain Dew Baja Blast, and that with a Taco Bell logo, and so. They had Sangrita Blast. Oh yeah, Taco Bell did. Taco Bell exclusively uses PepsiCo products for obvious reasons. So, but they got into politics. Maybe Dewmocracy is what they called it. Having the public elect the new flavors. Yeah, well, like you believe that? If you do, I got a bridge to sell you. Right. So, yeah. But they were employing crowdsourcing to make decisions. Yeah, you believe that? Okay, no.
Yeah,
But in any event, then they had Voltage. That was raspberry citrus, don't you know? Including ginseng, because I want that in my soft drink, too. Yeah.
Oh, God, no.
And then there was Dewmocracy, too. And I could go on. I didn't even get to Game Fuel yet. Yeah, associated with Xboxes.
Oh
yeah. They won't keep trying. You know, they'll continue to keep trying no matter what. And that is the deal. There's Green Label, and actually that was also an online magazine, but they got it as a can or a bottle, if you will, as well. And they sponsor like a BMX tour and things like that. So like I say, they went from hillbillies to country. Then there was Doritos Quest. The deal there was you had to identify the Quest flavor. Now you see, I don't want to consume anything where I have to identify the flavor.
Yeah, right.
You know, I want to know, and actually it's a funny thing about that. We were passing by McDonald's today, and I always get my large Coke because they're a dollar no matter what size. So get my large Coke, knowing darn well it's got all sorts of high fructose corn syrup, throwing caution to the winds.
Yeah.
And John said, "Oh, look, I can get two of the apple pies for $2. Give me those." So I'm like, okay, all right, diabetes on a plate, here we come. And so I get him, but I pay my money, and then McDonald's does this all the time to me. I'm waiting for it. Oh, we don't have it. Well, did you charge me? Well, because we have strawberry. Will you take strawberry? Well, at this point, knowing before that when I've said no, I never get my money back anyway, it's just in the real black hole. So I said, sure, I'll take strawberry. So I bring it to the car, and I said, honey, I'm sorry, it's strawberry. And well, I'll try it. And, you know, he didn't know what to make of it. He gave me a small piece of it, because don't like that stuff anyway. I had a small piece, and the first thing I discovered was I couldn't tell the difference from whether it was apple. There was no discernible flavor in this. Some type of a sugary gel of some sort, but you know, to associate it with a given fruit was utterly impossible. Yeah.
My God, Raleigh.
Yeah. Yeah, so aren't you glad you brought it up? So, we've gone to the news. So, would you like to hold on or would you like to leave?
Sure.
Okay,
I'll hang on.
Hang on, don't go away. All right. So, yes, as usual, I've blown the news. But so what I was doing pretty well in the first hour, but hey, you can't have everything on WGN Radio.
Havana Moon. To come is long the night, it's quiet the dark. The boat she late since 12 o'clock. Me watch the tide easing in, is low the moon, but high the wind. Havana moon, Havana moon. Me all alone, me open the rum. Long the wait for boat to come. American girl, come back to me. We'll sail away across the sea. We'll dock in New York, the buildings high. We find a home up in the sky. Havana moon, Havana moon. Alone, me sip on the rum, me wonder when they both.
she come to bring me love.
Ow!
Sweet little thing, she rock and roll, she dance and sing, she hold me tight, she touch me lips, me eyes they close, me heart she flip. Havana moon, Havana moon, but still alone, me drinking the rum.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That's for Robert and Stickney. That's 1956 on Chess, and of course he wrote it and recorded it. Chuck Berry, Havana Moon. All right, so 888-876-5593. Isaac is on the south side. What's happening tonight, Isaac?
Hi. How's it going tonight? I'm good. Thank you for asking. How are you?
No, oh, I'm here.
Well, I know how you are. Yeah. Yes, I know you are.
I'm here.
I was looking up Carol Ford.
Yeah.
I was trying to hear her voice because the guy brought up her diction, and she did. She spoke very nicely. Is my radio too loud?
No, you're fine.
Okay. My question for, I guess you would know the question, the answer. Do they, when you are starting off in radio, do they give you any sort of voice training to
no.
come up with the radio voice, or
no.
you just do that on your own?
You do that on your own.
Really? Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
That's interesting. And everything that I read about her, and this was from last year when she was still alive, everybody just was raving about her on a Facebook post.
It's all true.
Going back from to 1977. So very right. cool, very cool.
Right, absolutely all true.
Yes. I have, it has been, I've been telling my friends, get me out of 2025. Like, it has been just a crazy year with the amount of loss. I told you my grandmother, then I had two cousins die within 30 days of each other.
Yeah.
It's just been insane. And, you know, I have my great-grandmother here, and she's the last of her family. She's 94. She's the last person, you know, her husband, all of her kids are gone. I really feel for her at a time like this. I have been on a good note. I have been, I told you in the past that I'm trying to get on the police department. And so I have to run, I took a physical test for it like last year, and I passed it with flying colors, but I dropped out of the, you know, like I didn't move forward.
Okay.
Because I was giving it second thought.
Right.
And then I would go back. I went back this year to do it again.
Right.
And I gained 30 pounds. And so I was not able to pass the test. So they gave me time to lose weight. I've lost since June. I've lost about 25 pounds, and I've been running 3 times a week. I have to run 1.5 miles in 14 minutes, and yesterday I ran 1.5 miles in 14 minutes and 30 seconds. So I'm trying to shave off 30 seconds of my run time. I think I'm going to go back in September to try again. So that's why you haven't heard from me in some time.
Interesting. Now, by the way, I know they have the power tests, like the 1.5 mile run and the 1 minute sit up and the 1 minute push up and the sit and reach.
Yes.
I assume you can do all those without a problem. You just have to.
So the last test that I went to take when I wasn't able because I gained the weight, I did. It's what is it? 33 push ups in a minute.
Let's see.
31?
I don't know. I just know they have a 1 minute push up test.
We have to do 33 push ups in 1 minute.
Yeah.
And I got to 31 and I started cramping around my waist, and I tried to push myself to do the dance, and I could not do those last two
because
I was so disappointed. I have plenty of time. The cramps. But yeah, I can do everything else. The run was my main concern. So I think that I think this will be my second attempt. You get 3 attempts and then you have to start over. So
okay.
I want to be able to do everything, you know, on my second attempt. So I'm going to try again in September, hopefully.
All right. Now, by the way, John came in, and OU was one of the several schools he went to. That's where Carol went. And he said, there was mandatory voice training. And that's always possible. But in terms of radio as an industry, no, they're not requiring. They're not requiring anything in terms of education or whatever, just your ability to do it.
Yeah, because it's not easy.
Well, you know, it's interesting because it's largely a skill, like learning to play a musical instrument. But after you've mastered the skill, that's where the art comes in. And that's what separates greatness from run-of-the-mill. So first step is doing it, like learning to play the tuba. Until you sit in front of the damn thing and blow air into it every day, music does not come out. But once it does come out, you're not going to be in the Stan Kenton Orchestra unless you're pretty good. Well, it's the same thing here. Once you've got the basic down and it's second nature, then we find out, do you have the art to do it? But initially, it's a skill. Yeah. And so, some places may have voice training, some may not. They used to have a ton of broadcast schools years ago. Very often, disc jockeys would start them to make a little side money. And like the Jerry Blabbitt School of Broadcasting, I kid you not, and all that. But for the most part, it's really learned by doing.
Yeah, I don't think people are used to talking so that there's no dead space. And on the radio, when you have dead space for, what is it called, dead air?
Yeah, dead air. Well, it depends.
10 seconds.
Right. 10 seconds.
In regular talk,
right,
is not a lot.
Right. Well, 10.
But on the radio, it's like, is this thing still on? Like, what, when you're not, when you can't see the person and you can only hear them and you don't hear them talking for 10 seconds, it's like, maybe I should switch stations.
Yeah, well, it depends, and it also depends on the format, because obviously your presentation is going to be at an energy level that's appropriate for the music you're playing. That's a factor as well. But there are absolute train wrecks. The thing with me, if a guy's going to talk up an intro, he better hit the post. And I listen for that, and when they miss the post, it's like, don't do that. Just shut up. But that's part of the skill. That's not part of the art,
Okay. So the reason I called in, you played the Four Tops. I've been listening to that song nonstop. I really love that song. That's such a great song. I'm glad you played it again. I forgot my point. Okay. Aretha Franklin.
Yes.
It's crazy to me to think that there was a time in history when Aretha Franklin was the young girl on the scene.
Well, it's equally crazy when she was on Columbia Records that they didn't know what to do with her and she couldn't get a hit to save her soul.
Did she ever do anything with Motown?
To my knowledge, no, but that's an interesting question. I don't think so. I'm trying to recall. I don't ever remember her doing that. Now, she was a childhood friend of Smokey Robinson, but what happened was her father, he really was directing her career, and when Columbia Records was interested in her in 1960, this is before Motown meant anything, they were still releasing it as Tamla and all that, her father made the mistake of going with Columbia. And I say that because they were so ill-equipped to handle her that nothing happened. And then in 1966, she switched to Atlantic and absolutely the hits started to come. And a lot of that stuff was done in Muscle Shoals. It was probably Jerry Wexler's best work, which is hard to believe he had any good work, but oh well. But you will see.
Do you have a favorite song by her?
A favorite? I'd have to think about that. I like a lot of her stuff, but none of her stuff for me is Desert Island stuff. That's something I'd include on a Desert Island if I could pick 20 records. None of them.
Okay.
But I do have some that obviously I like I like more than others. But if you go to the Motown Museum, you will see her there honored, but that's because of her Detroit roots, not because she ever was on Motown.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's interesting. Wow, yeah. Okay. Well, they still revered her even back then.
Oh, well, and of course, you know, the Motown Museum is looking back at history. It's as current as can be. So sure.
Yeah. Hindsight is 20/20.
Yeah, of course it is. And, yeah. Of course, Motown swallowed a lot of great little Detroit labels. You know, Ed Wingate's Golden World was just a killer label. And there were several others that Berry Gordy, you know, when he couldn't steal the artists, he'd just buy the label. And about the only thing he didn't buy was Fortune. And I know he wanted to for a while, but in any event, a lot of...
What would you say would be her peak in terms of, hits? Like, what, you know...
Well, you know, it's interesting because she has longevity. And, you know, you would talk about several different periods where she was charting. But, she first started, you know, Columbia, she charted on those records. They just weren't hits. They were like in the 70s or whatever. So, you know, she started charting in like 61. But like I say, you know, they didn't really go anywhere. Her first record on Atlantic was a top 10 pop record, I Never Loved a Man the Way That I Love You. And that was a huge hit for her. And then, of course, she redid Otis Redding's Respect, and that got to number one on the pop charts. So, you know, for an R&B artist to be number one on the pop charts, Billboard being Billboard, that really took something. But she had a lot of, that was 67. 67 was a huge year for her. 68 was a huge year for her. But, I mean, again, you're
she's been doing Respect for that long. Jeez.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that was a, wow. Right, that was a chart record in the spring of 1967. Chain of Fools was probably the last thing in 67, and she did so many things. 68, she had a ton of things. Think, and you know, sweet Baby, and trying to think of what else.
She did another cover of The Weight. I don't know who wrote that initially.
Yeah, well, didn't everybody do a cover of The Weight?
I love it. I like their cover. I'd like to request that one. But also, Riley, there's one other topic. There's a guy, he won the lottery the day after he filed for divorce from his wife. And she was on the news, and she only said that she would like the alimony payments to stop. And she had to fight for a couple of, I think they said on Reddit, like a year or two, for them to stop the alimony payments.
No, but why was she the one making the payments?
She was paying him alimony.
Yeah, all right. So she could get out of that. Now, see, if they actually filed, if somebody actually filed for divorce, that is the line of demarcation. Anything that is earned after that is not split. It's not community property. So she would not be entitled to it directly. However, it would be a change in circumstance for him, and she would be entitled to have alimony cease. So that's how that works. So are you still with us, Isaac? Oh, no, we lost Isaac. All right. By the way, Robbie Robertson, of course, of the band, wrote The Weight.
Sorry. Did you lose me?
Yeah, I did. I did for a moment there. Yeah. So I explained that. And like I was saying, Robbie Robertson from the band, he wrote The Weight.
Okay. I was saying that she had to go on a year fighting to stop alimony payments.
Yeah, well...
why didn't it end immediately?
It doesn't work like that. And there are times that it won't end. I mean, when you talk about the game of family court, the horror stories are beyond belief. We could go on all night about the inequities on both sides. Usually it's the guy who takes it in the shorts, but not always.
Of course, that's why it made such a big story, because he was getting out.
Right. But, you know, I mean, bottom line is he or she who has the most assets is the one who loses in a divorce, you know, basically. But I always say there should be a litmus test before anybody gets married. Don't worry as much about whether you love them or whether they ring your chimes. Ask yourself, how does this person treat their enemies? If she dislikes somebody, how does she treat them? Because that's how she's going to treat me if we have a problem.
That is very true.
And almost all the time, because I've had friends who went through horrendous divorces. But in every case, when I put that question, they sheepishly... Yeah, I know. you know, that kind of thing. Well, don't believe that it's always going to be sugar and spice with you. That's a character test. So, yeah.
All right, Raleigh, it was great talking to you.
All right, likewise. Thanks. Appreciate it. I hope so. All right, so I think I have to do something before I do anything else, and I forgot about Laura. Laura, don't go away. I'm so sorry. I forgot all about you. I'll get right back there on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We'll forgo the bumper because we only have about 5 minutes left, and let's see if Laura waited for me because I forgot all about her, and that was just terrible. Laura, are you still there? No, Laura hung up, and probably in disgust, and who could blame her? So, Laura, I hope you will call me again tomorrow night, and I promise not to forget about you. That's just really horrible. All right, Dave. Dave is in Forest City. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Winnebago Industries is Forest City.
All right.
And they won't hire me, though.
Why? Why?
I guess they didn't respond to my application, and I really didn't follow up, so I don't know. Maybe I should... Anyway, I do like to talk to people, and when I want to work in risk management, I would like to start a discussion, and I hope this would work, that I wanted to tell you about the great intellectual fraud.
Now, by the way, let me tell you, and I do want to hear this, but I got to warn you, I got 3 minutes left before this show is over tonight, so do you want to call me back tomorrow night?
Well, yeah, I could do that too.
Yeah, or can you tell it in 3 minutes? Or can you tell it in 3 minutes?
Oh, well, it has to do with probability and statistics. But I could tell you another thing I was thinking about. It's about grief.
Uh-huh.
And so I saw this great singer on the, she's called Patricia Janikova, and she seemed like the greatest singer in the world. It was an opera type singing, and she sang the Frühlingsstimmen, which is German for Voices of Spring. It's a famous song by Strauss. And so I was so impressed, this first time I'd heard her sing, and I was so impressed. So I went to look at Wikipedia and see, you know, where was she from, and you know, where was she born, and.
Yeah, born in Bavaria to Czech-Slovak parents.
Yeah, wow. So have you heard her?
Yeah, not my stuff. Okay. You're going to understand that. Not my stuff. If it doesn't have a backbeat, I don't want to hear it.
Everybody likes this. This is all. Everybody likes this music. So anyway.
No, I hate it, actually. When you say everybody likes this music, I hate it. I run from it.
So anyway, when I found out she died... Then the tears started flowing, and that never happened to me before. Because it's been
a few years now, and I think she died in the Czech Republic.
Yeah, she is right. She was born in Bavaria, so.
Yeah, but she was like 25. Yep. She was 25 years old. And,
she died of cancer. So, but even if you don't like her music, you appreciate her skill.
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding? Absolutely. Intellectually, I can appreciate the heck out of it and respect the heck out of it. I don't want to be subjected to it. That's just like all classical music. I never want to hear it. I personally detest it. And it's so funny. There isn't
don't
anything.
Don't you like the William Tell Overture?
No, absolutely not. And I have not seen many movies in my life, but I walked out of 2001 because of, Zarathustra. There was no way I'm going to sit through Wagner. Just not going to happen.
Okay, now I know you like doo-wop. So, what song did Elvis sing that had the lyric doo-wop in it?
Oh, I have
no. I'll tell you the answer. I want you, I need you, I love you.
Okay, so the background singers were doing it. Yeah, not a big Elvis fan.
Yeah.
But I love the original Hound Dog by Big Mama Thornton. I thought that was a marvelous record.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but most of the other Elvis stuff, nah. All right, call me.
What I like about you.
What? Call me back tomorrow night.
I like about
night.
You is that...
You've ended the show. Call me, you've ended the show, and I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, appreciate it. All right, apologies
all
to
right,
Andrew, we
easy.
Didn't get there. And Bob is keeping me honest, so he'll cut me off, trust me. But we thank him for keeping me in line. We thank John for screening your calls. Above all, I thank you for calling. It made the night go by very, very well, all things considered. I'd appreciate it if you do it again tomorrow night, because it's going to be hard. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.